那今天呢，我选的要跟大家分享的主题是主的团圆饭。
And today I wanted to share with you is talk about the Lord's reunion feast.
我们知道过年是我们中国人每年第一个节日。
And we know the Chinese New Year is our first festival.
在过了新年之后，有所谓的元宵节。
And then we also have the 元宵是 dump, I don't remember how to say 元宵节。
然后有清明节。
And then also there's a
Tomb sweeping.
Yeah.
然后有端午节。
There's so just many so festival afterwards.
Yeah, 中元节哈，中秋节，重阳节。那所以新年对我们中国来说是第一个，尤其是最重要的节日。
And because the Chinese New Year is the first one, also is the most important one.
那回家过年呢，成为我们国内交通运输最繁忙的季节。
And going home for the Chinese New Year is one of the most busiest time.
这好像是一个飞机场的一个照片哈。
I think this is the picture of an airport.
而且这是在广东2008年赶着回家的人的火车站的照片。
And this is in the train station 2008, then people want to go home.
那从这些赶着回家的人要与家人团聚吃团圆饭的图片呢，我们也看得出过年的重要性。
We know how important that to have the reunion dinner with the family.
那从刚刚逾越节的简短的故事当中呢，让我解释一些我们中国人庆祝新年跟逾越节十分类似的地方。
And let's talk about some similarity between Chinese New Year and the Passover.
我不晓得你的父母亲或是你现在是不是还是吩咐你家的小孩每年过年除夕要把大扫除。
And do the parents usually tell the children right before the Chinese New Year we need to do a spring cleaning?
有谁还在家大扫除的
？Anybody do a spring cleaning, major cleaning?
我们在美国都比较懒是吧
？In United States we don't do that anymore.
我以前在家里每到出去，妈妈都会吩咐我们真的要大扫除，窗子啊、桌子都要抹得干干净净。
And then when I was in Taiwan, my mother always tells us we have to clean very, very well.
犹太人他们过逾越节也是要把所有的笑在家里清干净。
And in Jewish, they do the same thing.
好，这是我们一个很重要的习俗哈，就是除旧布新。
And so get rid of the old and welcome the new.
然后呢，我们有所谓的迎春接福要挂春联
，and also because we welcome the spring and the receive the blessing, so we have hanging spring couplets,
或是所谓的贴这个窗花哈
，and so the spring couplets.
那不管我们这个春联写的是什么字
，no matter what the characters talk about,
它一个最主要的主题，它就是一个吉祥
，and the most important thing to talk about is the good and lucky.
为什么是吉祥呢
？Why we talk about good and lucky？
这个我们待会儿会分析哈。
And we will talk about that later.
今天我们庆祝新年，就说恭喜发财。
And now we like to say, 恭喜发财 ，to you know to prosper.
或是招财进宝。
And then get more money.
或说狗年旺旺。
And then they just you continue to in the year of a dog, that continue to be wealthy.
所有能够祝福人兴旺发财的字句，我们都尽量的用上了。
And we always like to use hope for people get more wealthy.
但是在原来的庆祝新年基本的含义里面，就是要保吉祥。
And in the original of the spring couplet, talk about actually about good and lucky.
要驱凶避邪。
And then to get rid of the devil.
来一个新的新年。
And welcome the new.
那这个呢，跟这个希伯来人他们这个。逾越节好，把血涂到门框跟门楣上，非常类似。
It's very similar to the Jewish customers that putting the blood on their door.
我们中国说过年要说吉祥话，对不对
？And we always say in Chinese New Year we need to say the lucky words.
那吉是什么呢？按照《说文解字》，吉就是善。
And what is the lucky? Originally means it means good.
然后我们看看哈，我们这个挂这个春联的习俗。
And let's look at the hanging spring couplets customs.
我在寻找这个中国挂新年的这个由来的这个过程当中呢
，I was looking the origin of the spring couplets.
发现一个非常有意义的事情。
I found something very interesting.
也非常有趣，就是说在陕西这个地方啊。
In 陕西，
就是他们春联内容除了写有意义的吉祥语句之外呢
，Instead we use very lucky words.
就是有一个县。
And there's a one area village.
他说乡民如不能写字，则画一个十字代之。
If they are illiterate, don't know how to read or write, and they like to write word almost like a ten, almost like a cross.
那么根据犹太人对这个画这个写的说法呢
？And so according to Jewish custom,
有些圣经学者说
，and some of the scholar from a Bible scholar,
他们说当他们沾了羊的血画在门楣上的时候。
When they are getting the blood of lamb and put it on the door,
他们从下面沾了血
，when they dip the blood,
把它往上拿
，and when they pick it up,
然后画一条线
，and they put it on the side,
这好像也是一个十字。
It's also like a cross.
然后下面再沾了血，涂左边，涂右边。
And then they would get more blood on the left and the right.
事实上，这个画跟这个画加在起来，也就是一个十字。
And then if you connect all together, it's like a cross.
所以从这个逾越节，基本上神已经在象征告诉我们，将来有一个十字，十字架。
The Passover is almost symbolized. It's going to be a cross.
这个十字架就是你屈胸避邪的最主要的原因。
And that's the most important thing for us to get rid of our sins.
而从我们圣经上的记载，我们可以清楚的知道。
So from the Bible, we can clearly know.
我们屈胸避邪，躲避那个面命的天使，最主要是十字架的保险。
And it is the Jesus' blood to help us to avoid the death penalty.
那羊在整个逾越节故事中是非常重要的。
And what is a lamb means?
那羊在中国的文字里面，羊就是祥。
And the lamb actually means Xiang's more
auspicious.
Auspicious.
好，祥这字怎么写呢？就是神的羊。
And talk about God's lamb.
所以我希望大家记得哈，庆祝新年过年最原本的意思就是要吉祥，要善，要有神的羊同在。
And so the most important thing is means good, lucky, auspicious, that to have a present of God.
所以说文解字对善跟善，就是吉的意思就是善，好，然后重阳，这个善字跟义跟美是同一个意思的。
And so the good and also the righteous is meaning the same.
好，那逾越节是 Passover。
And Passover means 逾越节。
然后中国过年就是过了这个年。
And the Chinese New Year talk about Passover, the 年 is means monster.
所以逾越跟过是同一个意思。
And so the Passover is the same meaning.
好，那在逾越节有个非常重要的就是他们要围炉，好，要围炉一起吃个晚餐。
And very important is family get together to have the feast of Passover.
他们吃的时候是要站着吃，因为随时要走。
And then they have to standing up to have the dinner because they're ready to go anytime.
中国人在过年的年夜呢，一起聚在一起吃饭也是最重要的一件事情。
And Chinese people that get together on Chinese New Year dinner.
然后呢，在逾越节里面他们要守岁。
And Passover that they have to stay alert.
那中国人怎么样呢？我们要到十二点以后才可以睡觉。
And for Chinese people, we have to stay up until past the midnight.
我记得我们以前小时候在台湾也是每年都要等到十二点以后才放了鞭炮以后我们才可以睡觉。
And in our old custom in Taiwan, then we have to wait until midnight until the firecrackers, then we can go back to bed.
那当然，今年美国在美国新年的时候呢，他们就是倒数计时吧，好，十二点的时候，哎呀，好欢喜。
And so in China, American, the New Year is different. You go backwards.
但是我们为什么要守岁呢？
Well, why do we want to keep the keep up and keep the vigil?
这个传统就在这里哈，因为要放鞭炮，把那个会吃人的、吃小孩的年兽给赶走，所以放鞭炮把它给吓走。
And origin is setting off the firecracker to scare off the Nian monster.
但是在以色列人他们躲在家里一起吃年饭是要避开那个面命的天使。
And for the Jewish is stay inside to preserve their life.
然后我们小孩子最喜欢的就是过年可以拿压岁钱。
And the most happy thing for children is to get the red envelopes.
为什么是给小孩子呢？
Why would give the children?
因为在以色列，在埃及那个地方，他们把长子面命天把长子都偷生的都给杀死了。
Because in Israel at the time the firstborn were killed.
所以小孩子免于患难。
And so the children can be avoid the penalty.
所以中国人过了这个年，过了这个野兽，小孩子安全，第二天就给他们压岁钱。
So the after the Chinese New Year, the next day they're safe. So we gave them the red envelope.
那今天追寻中国人庆祝新年这个习俗，已经有很多不同的说法。
And when we trace back the origin of a Chinese New Year custom, there's many different ways.
那最广为流传的就是我跟大家介绍的这几个习俗。
And the most popular one are the one I just share with you.
而这几个习俗跟犹太人逾越节也是这么的类似，是我们不得不相 不 推论说之间一定有关系。
And so there must be some kind of connection because they are so similar.
所以今天呢，我就想要煮人间的团圆饭，带领大家思想另外一个非常非常重要的团圆饭。
And today we talk about the reunion feast and the symbolize how the God's reunion feast.
主，天地的主。
And our Lord.
他盼望每一个人也都回到他的家。
He hoped.Everyone to come home.
也预备好出席他所主持的一个非常特别欢喜的团圆饭。
He has prepared a big feast for everybody.
也希望你们都来参加。
And he welcomes everyone to come back home.
那耶稣常常用比喻来教导。
And Jesus very often used a parable to teach.
好比他用的比喻呢，通常不是我们所谓的预言啊，或是神话。
And it's not according to the myth or something is not true.
因为耶稣用我们日常生活上可能发生的事情来做一些比方。
Okay, very often he uses things that we happen a lot.
他常常用地上的事、现在的事，说明天上的、将来的事。
Yeah, very often he uses the earthly thing to talk about heavenly thing.
好比在有一个渔网的比喻里面。
And talk about the use the fish net to catch fish.
他说渔夫出去打鱼，把网收回来。
And when the fisherman tried to catch the fish.Bring the nets back.
当鱼收回来的时候呢，他把好的放到这边。
And then he put a good fish on the side.
把坏的给丢掉。
And then not the smaller one, not very good, put threw it away.
这是我们晓得渔夫网鱼的方式。
And that's how the fishermen do.
那从这个比喻说明，将来天上上帝要怎么收他的收割。
And that's how they illustrate how God is going to bring his harvest back.
有一天天使出去收割的时候。
One day, angel to pick up the harvest.
他会把义人放在一边。
And the righteous will be on the side.
义人恶人放在另外一边。
And the non-righteous people on the other side.
就把他们分开了。
And will be separated.
好，所以他是用现在我们知道的事情来说明将来还有天上的事情。
He's using the worldly thing and to illustrate heavenly thing.
他也用物质的事情来说明属灵的事情。
And he also used the material thing to talk about spiritual thing.
好比我们很熟悉的撒种的故事。
And we talk about seeds.
这个撒种。跟这个田地
and talk about sowing the seeds and the field.
事实上，这个种子它讲的是上帝的话
and talk about the seeds, talk about God's words.
而这个田地就是人的心
and the fields talk about our hearts.
那今天我们就要看耶稣用一个婚礼的比喻
and today we're going to use the wedding banquet as the illustration.
来讲到天上的另外一个婚礼
and talk about the banquet in the heaven one day.
好，那我们现在先一起祷告
and let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们在你的面前。
Dearly Heavenly Father, we stand before you.
这是一个欢喜的日子。
And this is a happy occasion.
也让我们想到将来有一天在天上。
And let's think about one day in heaven.
有一个更盛大、更欢喜的团聚。
It will be a wonderful banquet.
求你的圣灵现在运行在我们当中。
And please have your spirit be with us.
让我们从心里面真的明白。
So we, from our heart, we truly understand.
你向我们发出的邀请。
And your invitation for us.
你向我们公开的接受我们。
And we're willing to openly to accept that.
让我们对你的邀请有一些回应。
And to respond your invitation.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
好，那耶稣这个比喻呢，是来自马太福音。
And this the parable is coming from Matthew.
是讲到一个王的儿子的婚宴。
And talk about this is a king's son's banquet.
好，我先读一二三节。耶稣用比喻对他们说，天国好比一个王。为他儿子设摆娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去，请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。
And Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parable and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding and they were not come.
你们要记得哈，这是一个王的邀请。
And then here talk about is a king trying to invite people.
不是我们普普通通人的邀请。
It's just not ordinary people.
耶稣讲这个故事的时候是在纪元初期。
And this is talk about the very beginning of the century.
那个时候多半都是君主制。
And now those are ruled by king.
没有所谓的民主政治还没有。
And we don't have a democracy at the time.
所以那个时候王的命令、王的邀请是非常非常严肃、非常重要的。
And the king's invitations orders extremely important.
好，第四节，王又打发别的仆人说：“你们告诉那被招的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛跟肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来复习。”
Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, "Tell them which are bidden. Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatling are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage."
那些人不理就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去，其余的拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。
But they made light of it and went their ways.Unto their farms and to another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated him spitefully and slew them.
来自一个王的邀请竟然得到这样的一个回应。
And this is an invitation from king. And then how they treated the king's invitation.
所以基本上从他们的回应的态度知道这些人非常非常不尊敬这个王。
And we know that they are not they are extremely disrespectful to the king.
也瞧不起他的仆人。
And they despise their servants.
他们的心反而凌辱他们，而且把一些人给杀了。
And their hearts actually even murder those people.
那事实上呢，这是发生在以色列真实的事情。
And this actually is a true story in Israel.
这个王指的是耶稣讲这比喻是讲的天国哈，天国的王。
And then we talk about the king is talk about kingdom in heaven.
他的仆人就是他的先知们。
And talk about the servant, talk about his prophets.
这个先知们屡次出去邀请人回到天父的怀抱里面。
And prophets very often invite people come back to Israel.
但是许多人拒绝。
And being rejected.
许多人甚至把这些先知给杀了
and even murder them.
这是事实历史的事实
and that's the, historical facts.
所以王就大怒发兵除灭那些凶手烧毁他们的城于是对仆人说宴席已经齐备只是所召人不配所以你们要往岔路口去凡遇见的都招来赴席
But when the king heard therefore of he was wrath and he sent for his army and destroyed those murderers and burned up the hither city then said to he to his servants the wedding is readyBut they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highway, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage.
所以这个讲的也是另外一个事实。
And this is to talk about another fact.
我们知道以色列国。
And we know the kingdom of Israel.
北以色列在主前722年被毁灭了。
And northern Israel was destroyed 722.
那时候亚述来侵略以色列非常惨的一个结局
and that was a very, tragedy at the time.
而南方犹大国也在主前586年被巴比伦给毁灭了
and then south, Israel was also destroyed 856
那个耶路撒冷的状况非常的惨
and it was very sad at the time in Jerusalem
被火烧被抢夺
it was burned and it was being robbed
所有值钱的有能力人都被掳到巴比伦去
and so all the wealth and being, taken to the, Babylon
那些仆人就出去到大路上凡遇见的不论善恶都召聚了来宴席上就坐满了客王进来观看宾客见那里有一个没有穿礼服的就对他说朋友你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢那人无言可答
And those servants went out into the highway and gathered together as many as they found both bad and good and the wedding was furnished with guests and when the king came in to see the guests he saw there is a man which had not had a wedding garment and he said to him friend how come that you hither not having a wedding garment and he was speechless
于是王对使唤的人说捆起他的手脚来把他丢在外面的黑暗里在那里必要哀哭切齿了因为被招的人多选上的人少
then threw the king to the servant bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness there shall be a weeping and gnash of teeth Yeah, for many are called, but few are chosen.
那从这段经文里面呢，我要跟大家讲四点。
And from this passage, I'm going to share four things with you.
这是一张婚礼的照片哈，你们大概认得出你们自己的这个电影明星哈。
And this is a wedding picture. You're probably able to identify a few actors from here.
好，被邀请参加婚礼，常常觉得这是一个礼遇。
And this is a royal treatment when you get invited.
好，不管是东方人。
And doesn't matter is of Asian.
西方人
or Western,
或是非洲的黑人
or even African.
婚礼收到邀请都是非常荣幸的事情
And it's an honor to be invited into a wedding
好这还是普通人的婚礼
And this is just ordinary people's wedding
但是想想看一个王子的婚礼
But we talk about royal wedding
耶稣基督是天地之主的儿子将来有一天他有一个盛大的婚礼邀请我们
And our Jesus is the king of our heavenly fatherAnd his wedding, how big it is.
所以王子的婚礼是非常慎重，也非常盛大，而且是一个国家大事。
A prince wedding is prudent and discreet. It's very grand, draws a lot of attention.
不单单只是他们两个人的关系。
And not because their relationship together.
也是他们整个家族的关系。
It's also the whole families.
更是一个国家的大事。
And it's also a national event.
所以从这个王子婚礼可以看出，这个神的邀请是多么严重，多么盛大的一个事情。
So we can know how serious, how honored the wedding is.
所以第一点我们看王请人赴他儿子娶亲的宴席。
And so we're going to look at the Lord's reunion feast. The king invites people to his son's wedding.
耶稣一开头就说天国的王。
And the first he says the heavenly king.
所以他这个王的身份他是谁呢
？And what's the identity? Who is he?
他是宇宙的主宰，天地的君王，世人的主人。
He's the ruler of the universe and the king of the heavenly earth.
他一再差遣仆人，就是先知们，去邀请人回到他面前。
He continued to send people to invite Israel.
那被邀请的身份，首先是以色列人。
And the people in the beginning, they are Israel.
那王一再差遣先知跟他们传道。
And in the beginning, they sent a prophet to preach to them.
回转到上帝的怀抱里。
And welcome, invite them come back to God.
也回转到活在一个公义的生活当中。
And to return their sinful nature.
那竟然有人拒绝王复习的邀请。
But then so many reject his invitation.
有些甚至对抗叛变。
And many are reject and detect.
所以我刚才提到以色列国犹太国在纪元前586年就亡了。
And so we talk about Israel was the nation was destroyed 856 before.
更惨的是他们所最敬重的这个圣殿。
And the saddest part is the holy city.
因为以色列人不断地拒绝耶稣。
Because Israel continued to reject Jesus.
他们最神圣的圣殿在纪元后70年也被罗马一烧完了。
And so the holy temple was burned after 76.
那因为以色列的人拒绝，后来就分散到马路上，所有的外邦人都可以来。
Because rejection of the Israel, so then that invitation gave to everybody, the Gentiles.
那这样错失的机会呢，就变成了别人的机会。
And because of the missed opportunity, and the opportunity becomes others.
那在圣经上有一句话说，在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
And the last will become a first, first will become a last.
这是什么意思呢？就福音来说。
What does that mean?
就福音而言，这是什么意思呢？
And for the gospel, what does that mean?
就是说以色列人他们是先接受福音的对象。
And the Israel should be the one to receive the gospel.
但是因为他们的拒绝。
Because they reject.
外邦人本来在后的成了在前的。
So the Gentile, because they were last, now they become first.
福音不会只停在一个地方不动。
And the gospel just do not only stay one area, not move forward.
耶稣也说好，你们传福要从耶路撒冷开始。
And Jesus talk about that. We start the gospel, start the Jerusalem.
在犹大全地。
And in the Judah.
然后在撒玛利亚。
And Samaritan.
直到地极。
Until the end of the world.
做我的见证。
And then you be witness for us.
所以这个福音今天从各个地方传，一直传遍。
So the gospel to reach all over the world.
我这边要给大家提出一个提醒
I want to remind you
就是福音不会因为你不信他就等待
And the gospel will not because your disbelief and then just continue to wait for you
他会马上传给另外的人
And they will continue to move forward to other people
为什么呢
Why is that?
因为神得救要有他有他心目中一个一定的人数
Our Lord has the numbers that he want to reach that he want to share the gospel to everybody
圣经告诉我们好等人数满足的时候，日期到了。
When the number is filled,
他的另外一个计划就开始了。
And there will be another plan.
所以你不要以为神会一直等待你。
And so don't think that God will continue to just wait for you.
当你拒绝了这个邀请。
And once you reject this invitation.
这个邀请变成别人的机会。
And there will become opportunity for others.
等到神的数目满了。
And once the number is filled.
就到了他一个计划的截止的时候。
And that will be, the plan will be over.
好，所以今天。说不定上帝我们多想想这句话。
So let's really think about this word. First should be last, last should be first.
那今天呢天地的王也对你发出他的邀请。
And today, the king of the heaven and earth also invite you.
好他借着很多不同的方式。
And through many different ways.
基督徒。
Through Christians.
传道人。
And maybe pastor, ministers.
圣经的话。
And Bible words.
很多广播电视还有很多的媒体。
Radio, TV, and any type of media.
不断给你机会向你发出邀请。
And continue to give you opportunity to invite you.
你要把握机会。
And make sure that you hold on the opportunity.
当然上帝最终选的人是谁。
And we don't know what the God's, the chosen people name.
有多少。
We don't know how many.
我们不知道。
We really don't know.
我们的责任就是不断地在传，不断地传。
And our responsibility to continue to preach the gospel.
也邀请人接受。
And to invite people to believe in God.
所以第一点就是天地的主，世界的王。人类的主宰今天还是向你放出这个邀请。
The King of Heaven and Earth continues to invite you.
好，那么我们看看皇家的宴席哈。
And let's look at the royal feast.
这是在英国女皇主持的一个国宴。
And this is the very important the royal feast in England.
那因为女王跟这个她的先生的身份呢，所有的人复习都穿着的非常得体。
Because of the invitation, they all have to dress extremely proper.
即使我们以前的总统呢，跟总统夫人呢，都被邀请参加过国宴。
And even our president and then and his wife also were invited.
还有这是另外一个出席国宴的人的照片。
And that's the guest from another country.
好，那这个习主席呢，也曾经参加过他们的一个国宴。
Our prime minister also were invited.
所以大家都是盛装出席。
And then we all dressed extremely proper.
那刚刚的经文告诉我们呢，出席王儿子婚礼的人呢需要准备。
And we talk about the, if you want to attend this wedding, you need to prepare yourself.
你们记不记得曾经被邀请过参加一些婚礼
？Have you ever remembered that you've been invited to some weddings?
是常常想说我到底该穿什么
？And very often you ponder how should I wear today?
然后你会问，哎，新娘是什么颜色啊
？And think about what is the bride going to wear.
然后他说他整个这个。婚礼的颜色、啊、我要来跟他配合、啊、
Should I match the color of the wedding?
所以我们会前思后想到底要去买什么样适合的衣服去出席。
Very often we think about the color, try to match the wedding.
没有一个人会穿着拖鞋或者穿着运动衫去出席一个婚礼，对不对
？And nobody just wear flip-flop and T-shirt to attend a wedding.
所以你有这个出席上帝的儿子的婚宴的礼服吗
？Do you have this wedding garment to attend this banquet?
好，我们待会会发现这个礼服是什么。
So what is this wedding garment?
好，那圣经非常有力的暗示哈，所有复习人的礼服不是他自己准备的，是主人给他预备好的。
And there is a very strong hint that people who attend this wedding, the wedding, the garment was prepared by the king.
因为这些人是岔路口，就是临时请过来的。
And remember, they were invited, spontaneously from the highways.
所以他绝对没有时间为自己准备礼服。
So they did not have an opportunity to even prepare the garment.
而且有一节经文说，王责备那个人为何不穿礼服的时候，他无言可答。
And so when the king, He said to the person who did not wear the wedding garment, the person was speechless.
那为什么他不穿呢
？Why didn't he wear it?
明明给你预备好了，你不愿意穿上。
And if we already prepared for you, why didn't you wear?
好，所以错是在他，好，不是在这个王。
So the mistake was the person who did not wear the garment.
所以这个礼服是王所赐给的。
And this garment was given by the king.
那它到底是什么呢
？What is it?
我们看看这个比喻所讲的天上的实际，从这个实际当中，我们看到这个礼服是什么。
And so we think about the heaven, and let's read the verse.
启示录十九章第六节，我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音说：“哈利路亚！因为我们主、我们的神、全能者作王了。
”And I heard as the word the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a mighty thundering, saying, "Hallelujah! For the Lord God.
Omnipotent, and reign. 群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音。
And the great multitude is sounds like a thundering.
然后众水的声音，群众声音就是说很多很多的人。
And talk about just so many people.
大雷的声音就是声音非常的响亮。
And thundering means that it's so loud.
他们高喊哈利路亚，我们主我们的神全能者作王了。
And they were saying hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reign.
然后我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。
And we let's be glad and rejoice and give the honor to him.
因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
For the marriage of the lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
这是非常非常欢喜的时刻。
And this is a joyful moment.
好，新妇也预备好了。
And the wife has made it ready.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white.
这细麻衣就是圣徒的衣。
And the fine linen is righteous of a saint.
所以蒙了恩典啊，穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
So because granted that the array of the fine linen, clean and white.
这就是我们的礼服。
And this is our wedding garment.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
And he said to me, right?Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he has said to me, these are the true saying of God.
弟兄姐妹，请看最后那一句，这是神真实的话。
These are the true saying of God.
大家一起来说，这是神真实的话。
These are the true saying of God.
为什么圣经要加上这一句呢
？Why is Bible add this one?
就是说它是千真万确的，你不要忽略，这是神真实的话。
Because this is true that you got to believe.
这是神真真实实的话，你要知道，你要相信。
This is true.
这就是为什么我今天要把这个呈现在大家的面前。
And that's why I need to present that to you.
因为这是神真实的话，他真实的邀请。
And this is His true invitation.
好，所以第二点，出席王二人婚宴的需要准备，就是因为像英国的女王，她穿的那个盛装。其他主人要配合她的女王的身份，穿得非常得体。
And like English, the England, the Queen have to dress properly for her identity, for her role.
那么，上帝耶稣基督他是公义的王，所以我们配合他的身份的穿着怎么样呢？就是我们的义。
And then we also need to prepare to attend. To attend the prince's wedding because he's righteous, so we need to match that.
我们不需要准备的穿金戴银哈。
We don't need to wear gold and silver.
我们也不需要准备把自己打扮的非常的漂亮。
And we don't need to put a lot of makeup on.
好，但是因为我们是属主的人，你已经有神的公义在你的身上。
Because we already belong to Christ, so we already have the righteousness.
细麻衣是什么呢？细麻衣是侍立在上帝面前的人的穿戴。
And what is a fine linen?And this is the fine linen is what we wear before the Lord.
那关于这个细麻衣，我想稍微做点解释。
I'm going to try to explain the fine linen.
我想中国人也可以稍微了解一下哈。我们中国人，假如说家里有人过世的时候，我们是不是要披麻戴孝
？And in Chinese, we have a tradition when there's somebody pass away, we wear the linen.
麻代表忧伤。
And the linen symbolizes the sadness.
那在圣经上有个故事，就是约拿去尼尼微传道的时候，他们悔改就披上麻衣。
And Nineveh, when they repent, then they wear the fine linens.
那个麻衣不是细麻，不是白的。
And it's not the white fine linen.
好，它是黑色的麻衣。
And it was a black linen.
好，所以这是一个麻衣，但它不是细的。
And it's not the fine linen.
但是启示录十五章六节告诉我们，天使穿着洁白光明的细麻衣服侍在神的面前。
And we talk about the angel in the Revelation chapter 15 talk about is a clean shining linens.
然后当约瑟在埃及做宰相的时候，法老给他穿上细麻衣。
And when Joseph became the prime minister, and then he was granted the position that he wear the royal linens.
所以细麻衣穿在身上也是一个非常尊贵的身份的代表。
And fine linen symbolizes royalty.
所以当我们穿上细麻衣的时候，我觉得这个都形象就代表了基督徒的一个身份。
And it symbolizes our position before God.
首先我们在上帝面前是忧伤痛悔自己罪恶的人。
And we need to come before the Lord. We need to repent and then to confess our sin.
其次我们站立在神面前，我们是一个服侍他的人。
And before him that we are the people are serving him.
第三，将来我们要与他一同作王，这是一个非常尊贵的身份。
And one day we'll become a reign with him.
所以圣经说我们要披戴上主耶稣基督。
And so we need to close ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个披戴上主耶稣基督就是穿上他给我们的公义。
And to close ourselves is talk about the righteousness.
所以这个衣服是上帝亲自给我们的。
And this is fine linen is God gave it to us.
因为他是公义的王，所以我们穿适合配合他身份的衣服。
Because he's king of righteousness, we need to wear the proper garment.
所以这是这段经文给我们看到第二点。
And this is the second point I'd like to share.
我们有没有这个礼服呢？
And do we prepare the wedding garment?
好，第三点，参加婚宴呢是享受王的快乐，这是有福的时刻。
And when we were invited to the banquet, is the time to share the happiness.
在诗篇十六篇有一句话说，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
In song talk about in the presence the fullness of joy, and the right hand there are pleasure forevermore.
因为基督是新郎，教会是新妇。
And we talk about Christ is the groom, and the church is the bride.
好，那羔羊与新妇的关系呢，就在这个羔羊的婚宴里面啊展现出来。
And we can talk about the relationship at that marriage feast of the Lamb.
在这个关系当中有爱。
The most important thing there's a love.
在这个关系中有亲密的关系。
And they are very intimate.
在这个关系当中有很大的喜乐。
And there's a lot of joy.
在这个关系当中也有忠诚。
And there's a loyalty and fidelity.
这就是我们跟基督新妇跟新郎的关系。
And this is the relationship between us and our Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Dear sisters and brothers.
我们都是教会的成员。
And we are a member of the church.
我们现在跟主耶稣要保持一个很好的关系。
And we need to maintain a wonderful relationship with our Lord.
也要促进增长跟主耶稣的关系。
And continue to grow in the relationship.
要有爱。
And first of all, we need to have love.
要跟主建立一个亲密的关系。
We need to continue to build intimacy.
要有一个喜乐在我们的信仰当中。
And joy.
在里面要有忠诚。
And loyalty and fidelity.
天上的羔羊的宴席是非常盛大的。
And the banquet is extremely grand.
在那边我们讲的都是吉祥善话。
And over there we talk about good things and the,
我们看到的都是最美的景象。
We see the most beautiful things.
我们看到的也是没有任何的负面的邪恶，都是公义。
There's no evil things or no negative things. It's all righteous.
你可以想象那个的快乐，人类所有想要的这个美好都在那里展现出来。
You can think about the most joyful things in the banquet.
我很希望我的信息就停在这里。
I wanted to kind of stop my message right here.
好，神邀请我们。
And so God invite us.
给我们穿戴上公义的细麻衣。
And give her fine linens.
邀请我们去参加这个婚宴，大家快快乐乐，高高兴兴。
Invite us to the banquet, so we are all very happy.
但是圣经也非常真实。
And the Bible is also very truthful.
我必须告诉你第四点。
And the fourth one I have to share with you.
就是没有准备好的人的结局。
The outcome of those people who are not prepared.
圣经告诉我们。
And in the Bible says.
王对他的仆人，对使唤的人说，哈，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外面的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
By him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into the outer darkness. You shall be weeping and gnash of teeth.
这就是悔恨来不及的时候。
And that's the time even you want you regret what you need to do, but it's too late.
这个哀哭切齿的意思就是说，为什么我
And talk about the weeping gnash of teeth is like why I didn't do that before.
好，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
Because many are called, but few are chosen.
我希望神呼召你呢，你也是回应他而被选上的那一位。
So when God invites you, and hopefully you respond to Him.
圣经说，不穿礼服的结局跟不肯复习的结局是一样的。
And talk about outcome those who reject the invitation is the same.
他们都无份于王的宴席，或是被除灭，或是被丢在黑暗里。
And they will be destroyed. They have no part with this banquet.
都是被招而没有被选上。
But because they were invited, but they were not chosen.
好，所以这是我的结论。
And this is my conclusion.
我们过年都要回家。
And Chinese celebrate Chinese New Year. It means going home.
天国也是上帝的家。
And heaven is God's home.
我们回到上帝的家吧。
Let's all go home to God.
因为主在召唤你，邀请你赴羔羊最盛大的宴席。
And the Lord is calling you to invite the wonderful grand banquet.
神在这个黑暗的世界，我们打开了一道门。
And in this darkness, there's a door.
耶稣就是这道门。
And Jesus is this door.
耶稣说，我就是羊的门。
And I am the door of the lamb.
凡从我进来的可以出入得草吃。
And so if you come through me, you will get the food.
所以非常简单，神的邀请非常简单，你接受耶稣的救恩。
Invitation is very, very simple. You just need to receive salvation.
耶稣就是那一道门。
He is the door.
我们坐火车回家。
When we take the train going home.
然后赶上公车。
And catch the bus.
在世界上漂流了这么久，
and they're wandering around the world.
但是直到你进了家门，你才是回家了，对不对？
Only you step inside the door that you are home.
所以你进了耶稣这道门，你就踏进天国的家里。
When you cross and you enter the door, Jesus' door, you are home.
所以希望大家接受上帝对你的邀请，
and the receive God's invitation.
接受这个最后盛大宴席的邀请，
and be the guest of the feast of the Lamb, ultimate reunion dinner.
那将是我们目前所知道最大的一个团圆饭。
That is the best ultimate reunion dinner.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们来到你面前，感谢你对我们发出邀请。
Jesus, we come before you. Thank you for your invitation.
这个邀请是这么的热忱，这么的简单。
And then the invitation is so simple, but so sincere.
而且你已经为我们开了一道门。
And you already opened the door for us.
这是一个礼物给我们。
This is the gift for us.
愿我们都接受从你来的这份美好的礼物。
And I wish we all willing to open our heart to receive this wonderful gift.
接受耶稣所要赏赐给我们的救恩。
And give us the salvation you want to give it to us.
让我们回到你的面前。
And return your home.
我们至终要回到上帝的家中。
So we return your home.
我们将祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in name Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.